You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we've reached that time of the week, but a very special week at that. Thursdays, we always talk movies, and I promise we're going to do some of that, but there are things in our community going on that perhaps are being even more celebrated than the world of film. That includes the national championship that the Michigan Wolverines won on Monday night. It was a spectacular evening. An entire community continues to celebrate, and that includes my co-host for Cinema Chat, Russ Collins. How are you?
Very well. Yes, it was an exciting day at the Michigan Theater on Monday, the national championship day. We had the largest theatrical crowd in the country to see the show, the game. It was a show. The game at a theater. So there were
over
lots of 1400 theaters in Michigan.
People?
Yeah, 1400 people. So it was great, and it was just a really focused, enthusiastic crowd. There wasn't any violence or extreme mess or anything just like that. So it was lots
of jumping up and down and cheering.
Lots of jumping up and down and cheering,
except for the second and third quarter. Got quiet there for a while.
Well, a little bit, but not like the Rose Bowl game. Where it looked kind of dire for a while for Michigan. Michigan really convincingly beat Washington.
Oh, yeah.
The first half for sure. And then, they were always ahead, and then they pulled away by three touchdowns by the end. And it was a great game, and everything that you hear afterwards from all the college football pundits is that, yep, Michigan was the best team this year through all the adversity and different kinds of dynamics. They really came through and beat the perennial national champions almost, Alabama, and then very convincingly beat Washington. And a lot of folks were saying that they didn't think that Michigan could stop Washington's offense. But boy, they did.
Yeah.
And they made their quarterback, Penick Jr., really uncomfortable from the beginning of the game till the end. So.
Well, I will tell you this, for those who have been listening to this show over the years, you know that my father played at Ohio State, and I am a avid Buckeye fan, but I will tell you, everybody in and associated with my family was rooting ardently for Michigan to win, and all were happy that we did. As an aside, and I cannot verify this independently, I do believe that flags in Columbus are flying half-mast.
to the legend that was Ohio State. Well, we'll see. Maybe next November we'll change things for Ohio State. But
we shall see. But no, congratulations. I'm so happy for the Big Ten. I'm so happy for all my friends and fellow community members that are big Michigan fans.
Yeah. It's been a while since the Big Ten has been in that kind of a place. So, whether it's Ohio State or Michigan or Wisconsin or whoever.
We'll take it every time.
Absolutely. So go blue, even on WEMU. Well, we've got a couple of events coming up that I think WEMU listeners will really enjoy. We've been talking about Mandy Patinkin, the Broadway star who's also a TV star of Homeland, Chicago Hope, and a lot of other things. And young people know him from his TikTok work that he does with his wife and did during COVID. So anyway, a lot of fun. The show is Being Alive, which is a musical review that is Mandy Patinkin and his wonderful pianist. And they do everything from Irving Berlin to Stephen Sondheim, Cole Porter, to Harry Chapin. So it's not all Broadway stuff, but a lot of American popular song and a really, really good show.
What a compelling performer that guy is.
Oh, man, he is really good. He's a very good singer, and he's a really compelling, captivating performer.
Indeed.
So to see him live on stage is really, really special. And then another concert coming up just a few days after Mandy Patinkin, which is on February 11th. It's a Sunday. And as part of the Gershwin Centennial, which in this particular case is the 100th anniversary of The Rhapsody in Blue, which premiered on February the 12th, 1924. So this is almost exactly to the day. The University of Michigan School of Music is presenting a jazz ensemble featuring a solo pianist playing George Gershwin's piano of Rhapsody in Blue and a lot of other Gershwin tunes, including some that have been recently discovered from his first musical. Just really wonderful Gershwin music.
It's amazing. We throw that word around timeless rather hastily. Fact of the matter is, this dude is truly timeless.
He is. And what a
is
great
Is it inappropriate to call George Gershwin dude?
Dude, I think so. At least in the 21st century, for sure. So we're really excited about this. It's actually a free concert. So that's, again, coming up on Sunday, February the 11th. Pretty soon you're going to be able to get, you know, reserve tickets at the Michigan Theater. Again, they're free. We're also doing a Gershwin-scored film festival starting on January 28th. With Funny Face, and then American in Paris on the 14th on Valentine's Day, and then Shall We Dance on the February 16th.
Well, that's a good lineup.
Yeah, you can see some Gershwin movies as well as this wonderful concert on the 11th. So
you are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. More immediately, what are my film options?
Yeah, back to the film part of Cinema Chat. So we're opening, as are the local multiplexes, Mean Girls. Now, Mean Girls was based on a novel by Rosalind Wiseman that came out in 2002 called Queen Bees and Wannabes.
Right, and that screenplay was written by Tina Fey.
And then the screenplay for the original movie was written by Tina Fey. And then Tina Fey also wrote the book for the Broadway musical Mean Girls. And now, essentially, that Broadway musical is being transferred to film, of course, adapted for cinema. And
that's just what the movie was missing, dancing.
Well, so Owen Gleiberman, who grew up in Ann Arbor and is the chief reviewer for Variety, said, "The songs carry you through, with the cross-cutting fireworks of Revenge Party being a particular highlight, and the story still crackles." And then Entertainment Weekly said, "Not since Rob Marshall's Chicago, which was a fabulous transmutation of a Broadway musical to a film, has a feature film debut shown such confidence and innate understanding of the musical genre and how to make a cinematic expression for modern audiences from a Broadway show." So it's definitely worth checking out Mean Girls, which again opens this weekend at the Michigan Theater and at your local multiplex. And again, Tina Fey is deeply involved with this one. She's in the movie as well as
that's another spectacular talent.
Oh my gosh, yes, absolutely. Tina Fey, she's a goddess in my book. And then American Fiction is opening up in Ann Arbor downtown at the State Theater. And this is a comedy drama that was written and directed by Cord Jefferson. And it stars Jeffrey Wright, who really makes this film work. And he'll forever be connected to this film thanks to the actor's committed approach to the pointedly humorous and insightful material, according to the critic consensus. And it's about an African-American writer, a novelist, who's just really frustrated with the stereotypes and tropes that are presented in literary stories about fiction stories about African American peoples, and so in frustration, he fed up with the establishment, he creates a spoof on those kind of stereotypes, and you know, kind of is to his chagrin, but with a deep level of irony, the book becomes a hit, and it's about that particular dynamic and the humor and the pathos connected to that. American Fiction.
Well, certainly piques my interest.
Yeah, it opens this weekend, and it's gotten great, great reviews. Sterling K. Brown is in it, Leslie Uggams is in it, and lots of other really great and interesting folks. So that's definitely worth checking out. Poor Things is something that we played for a while, and there was recently a poll among art houses around about, you know, how audience was reacting to it. And not everyone likes the film, but it's also one of the most popular films that all of the...
Didn't Emma Stone win a Golden Globe for her portrayal?
Absolutely. No, the film is extremely well reviewed, and most audiences like it, but it is very odd because Yorgos Lanthimos is just kind of by nature a very odd filmmaker.
Right.
He did The Favorite, The Lobster, and they're very unusual films, but a very interesting take on the Frankenstein monster with a lot of sex in it. So The Boys in the Boat, we're gonna conclude that run pretty quick, but it'll be around for another week, directed by George Clooney, and it's a tribute to the unfortunately beaten University of Washington. It was set at the University of Washington.
Having a bad week.
In 1936 with their skull team, their rowing team. Wonka is a film that I think everybody likes. Obviously, not everyone's going to like it, but Timothée Chalamet is extremely charming in this film. The film is a prequel to the Wonka story and really comes off very, very well. And then Studio Ghibli and its co-founder, Hayao Miyazaki, has put together a really wonderful animated film, The Boy and the Heron, which is literally, it even tops Poor Things, the most popular film that we're playing right now.
Huh, great.
So if you're an animation fan, if you're an anime fan, you want to go check that out. Late Night Classics, we have Pulp Fiction today at 7:30. And then this weekend, we have Harold and Maude on Friday at 9:30.
Another great movie.
And then again next Thursday. And then for MLK Day and for films that we love, we have John Lewis' Good Trouble at 4:45 on Monday and Selma at 7:30. Two great films. We have a really interesting premiere coming up on Friday the 12th, Quantum Cowboys. You want to check that out. And a lot of we have a silent film coming up on the 14th. That's Sunday at 1:30, Phantom Carriage, live musical accompaniment by Andy Rogers, and a really interesting seminal silent film to check out, and a documentary called Common Ground about regenerative farming, which is being put together by a bunch of community folks, and we're very excited about that.
We thank you for joining us for this celebratory cinema chat, and for Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM. Ypsilanti.
Go blue and ta-ta from Hollywood.